This is KUT. Some healthcare leaders and advocates want Texas to take some advice from the federal government. They want the state to include mosquito repellent and pharmacy benefits for people on Medicaid and other government health programs. It would be a way to help low-income people prevent exposure to Zika, a mosquito-borne illness that is known to cause brain defects in unborn children. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the program could be hindered by healthcare access problems in Texas.
Texas Health and Human Services Commissioner Charles Smith sent a letter to state officials. He asked them to consider paying for mosquito repellent for low-income women of childbearing age who need help paying for health care. We're talking about women enrolled in the state's Medicaid program, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and family planning programs. And here's why.
For a family that is pinching pennies and cutting coupons, you would hate to see them wait a few weeks to buy insect repellent because they're worried about putting food on the table.
That's Adriana Kohler with Texans Care for Children. She says the state should consider approving mosquito repellent as a pharmacy benefit for this population because they probably wouldn't be able to buy it on their own. It's a suggestion made by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Kohler says it's a smart way to help people without a disposable income protect themselves if Zika makes it into the mosquito population here in the U.S.
This is one of those cases where the state can spend a little money up front to save a lot of money down the road and make a huge difference for Texas kids and families.
But there's a hitch. The good news is Medicaid does cover the women most at risk for problems related to Zika. That's women who are currently pregnant. But when it comes to other people, the healthcare safety net is not as helpful. That's why Jose Camacho, the executive director for the Texas Association of Community Health Centers, says this.
I think it's a patch on a much larger problem.
Camacho says health programs here don't reach everyone who could use help preventing Zika. For one, the state's family planning program, which helps low-income women who could get pregnant, is recovering after some severe budget cuts in the past. And the Medicaid program simply doesn't cover enough people. That's because the state has opted not to expand it.
The virus can be sexually transmitted. The fact that we can't cover men except in very limited circumstances, is a problem.
But Camacho and Adriana Kohler say this is a good idea, and the state health department should approve it. State Health Commissioner John Hellerstedt told reporters during a Zika conference this week in McAllen that his agency is still reviewing the matter. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.